Hi, this is John Hathaway, and you're listening to the Mirror TKO podcast.
Live from the O2 Arena in London, England.
Man, relentless once again. Overwhelming. Michael Bisping. That left is finding a home, and again and again and again.
Oh, you heard him. He is so explosive.
Yoshihiro Akiyama.
He's a scrapper. He's a brawler.
Good left hook.
He is down.
That's it.
What a fight. Wow. Dan Hardy.
Oh, baby.
He's hurt. Unbelievable. Pounding away. Carlos Condit has done it.
Hathaway is such a powerful dude.
Look at this.
Forte battle.
And he finishes the fight. Mike Pyle.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship presents UFC 120. Bisping versus Akiyama. Saturday, October 16th.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mirror TKO podcast, the MMA show from mirror.co.uk. I'm Simon Head, and joining me, as always, is Mr. Dan Ferdinand.
I'm going to start calling myself the veteran. 6 months now.
Six. Congratulations. Thank is that some much. Sort of anniversary, do you think?
I feel it is, yeah.
Good.
And, for someone that really didn't like the sport.
Yeah, and now you're all over it like a rash. You love it.
Massively.
Yeah, and last week we were let out to go and see the stars of UFC 120 at UFC Media Day in central London at a very swanky hotel. And we heard from Michael Bisping in the last show. In this show, we talked to Brighton-based John Hathaway. And you could not wish to meet a nicer guy.
Yeah, it seems like a very different character. Obviously, not seeing him in a cage. And I'm very happy about that because of his record and his talent. But outside, possibly one of the most approachable people I've met.
Yeah, and one of the things he didn't actually say on camera, and it is very true, he was probably more nervous doing the interview with us than he will be when he walks out.
Which was weird, because I was more nervous than him.
Yeah. Absolutely lovely guy, but when he gets in the ring, he's all business. And here's what John had to say.
Okay, we're here with UFC star John Hathaway, and looking ahead to UFC 120, you've got Mike Pyle coming up. Obviously, that was a reasonably late change of opponent for you. How did that affect your preparations for the fight?
It didn't affect it too much. I found like, you know, we were given enough time and enough notice to be able to prepare for someone like Pyle, who's actually quite dangerous and very experienced as well. So I think we got enough notice to get real good camping for this.
And obviously, he's known for his submissions. I think 17 submissions in 20 wins.
Yeah.
He's going to look to get the fights to the ground. You're known for taking fights to the ground. Is this a fight where you're going to look to change your style? You're going to look to be standing up with him a bit more? Because your striking looked really crisp and improved against Diego Sanchez.
Well, I think obviously we'll have to see how the fight goes on the night, and I'll have to feel. But I believe, you know, even on the ground with him, as long as I stay disciplined and concentrate with what I'm doing, I don't think he'll catch me in a submission, you know. I think I'll be able to keep my head clear of his rubber guard and his kind of favourite submissions and sweeps, and I'll be able to work my ground and pound if I'm on top.
Have you fought anyone with that kind of jiu-jitsu pedigree before?
Again, we've been bringing a lot of top-level jiu-jitsu guys in over the last couple of weeks, and we've had a lot of black belts in, so it's been good to work in some bad positions as well with a lot of them. But yeah, you know, we've been working with a lot of top people at the moment.
Cool. And tell us a bit about your training camp. Obviously, you train at London Shoot. Tell us a bit about that.
Again, obviously, we do our kind of fitness and we get our cardio in, but a lot of this camp's been a lot to do with sparring, you know, and just staying disciplined in the kind of like the tougher positions, and just making sure I don't lapse in concentration and make a mistake where I can be got in a submission.
Yeah.
Of course. So, you know, it's been a lot of sparring. It's been fun.
And how have you found your UFC experience so far? I mean, you've come in and, you know, it's been a whirlwind, really. You've been undefeated. You know, they've put you in with decent fighters. And obviously, the fight against Diego Sanchez, that was a real step up in quality. You know, you dominated him for three rounds, which must have been a massive boost for your confidence going forward.
I mean, it's great for me. It's just a pleasure to go fight in America as well, in Vegas and stuff, which is the hub of kind of combat sports. And,
yeah.
You know, obviously, it was a great experience because I got the win as well. But, you know, I love fighting for the UFC. And, I'm just going to keep trying and giving it my all every time I fight and just keep coming out on top.
And looking at the guys at the top of your weight division, without looking too far ahead, obviously you've got a big fight coming up. Are there any names at your top? I mean, other than obviously the champ, who are you looking to target for two or three fights down the road?
For me, obviously, I never really target or call out people. I just kind of take my fight time. Whoever they kind of give me, I'll prepare to my maximum for, and I'll give my all, and hopefully always come out on top. You know.
Okay. Cool. slight change of tack. You used to play rugby.
Yep.
And one of the big criticisms of English MMA fighters is that their wrestling isn't quite as strong as American fighters. But how much has your rugby background actually helped with your wrestling? Because obviously with the whole tackling element of the game, there are certain similarities and crossovers there. How has your rugby experience helped you as an MMA fighter?
I think obviously there are certain crossovers with the tackling and the kind of takedown, but just generally as a for an athletic kind of point of view, I think it does help, you know, being able to take the contacts and try to get out of those situations in rugby. It does kind of correlate with MMA quite well. But it's a shame we don't have kind of college wrestling and whatnot in British schools and whatnot. But you know, we'll try, all British fighters will try to pick up their kind of wrestling for MMA and. Hopefully, I think, you know, we'll be able to equal what the Americans are doing.
Yeah, as I say, still it's a massively growing sport over here. With gyms like London Shoot Fighters obviously sort of leading the way, and practicing the Wolf Slayer. You know, the sport is growing, and more people are going and training MMA. Aren't they?
And we have a lot of decent like European wrestlers come over, especially to shoot fighters and stuff to help us out and stuff. So I definitely think we've got as good a wrestlers what they have in America coming over from Europe to help us out. So
okay. Cool.
My question is back to your training. How much mental stuff? How much mental time do you put in the build up?
Again, you know, it's something that doesn't stray too far away from my thoughts. Obviously, for the last couple of weeks, just building up to this fight. But again, I don't need to mentally prepare myself too much. Obviously, I spar all the time and I train real hard, and it's never too far away from my thoughts. So I'm kind of always prepared and always ready. And you know, come 16th of October, I'm going to be ready on the night. You know,
what about when you are on the floor, when it is in the ground? Obviously, everyone can probably more understand a strike in a stand up fight. But when you're on the ground, how much thought? What goes through your mind? How many thoughts is it? What's coming? What are you expecting? Or?
Again, you put a lot of the thought in like pre-camp and during the camp. You know, hopefully you always hope on the night that your body's just kind of doing what you've trained over the last couple of weeks to kind of perform, you know, and keeping your head clear or not getting your arms too much tangled up, and just keeping high so you can't put anything on top of you, or if you're underneath to shuffle and get up.
Okay, probably last question for me. When you really connect with someone, how sweet is that feeling?
Obviously, it's a great feeling, you know, especially with little gloves and stuff. You always feel a good connection, you know. And it's a good feeling. Obviously, you know you're getting kind of the momentum's going slightly more your way when you get something like that. So definitely builds confidence in yourself, and you start building up on that.
And I guess you've got to be careful if you do stumble someone, not to get reckless.
Yeah, obviously, it's happened quite a few times in the UFC where people have charged in a bit recklessly and got caught.
Yeah. That's excellent.
In terms of the rest of the card of the UFC, there's a lot of British fighters on the card. How do you assess, say, Michael Bisping's fight and Dan Hardy's fight? How do you break those down as a fellow MMA fighter?
Again, I love the fact that the UK team's got enough UK fighters to be able to stack the card up like that with all our talent from this country. And again, for the Condit Hardy fight, I generally think Condit will chase him just a little bit too much, and I think he was going to get caught. And again, with Bisping Akiyama, it's so hard to handle Bisping's pace sometimes. You know, he really is like very complete as a mixed martial artist at the moment. So again, I think all three of us on the top, we're going to come out on top.
You're going for a British win treble.
Can I put some money? Can I put some money on that?
I think there's quite a bit accumulated. Obviously, like I think all favourites anyway will be us three on the top. But I think if you did it in an accumulator, you'd probably be able to get a decent
amount. We'll get the odds on that, definitely.
Yeah, friends are better to give us the odds on that. So we'll put some accumulators in, that'd be quite good. What got you into MMA in the first place?
Again, just the competition side of things. I ended up watching on telly and day one night on Sky Sports, I believe it was, and I just kind of generally wanted to do it from that point, and then it took me a while to find my kind of local club, and I just started from there, just like went down and messing around, mainly grappling at the beginning, and then slightly sit more over to striking.
Have you got a girlfriend or a wife?
Yeah,
I've got a girlfriend. What does she think about it?
Again, she's not actually going to be coming to watch this one, but she's watched the previous one, and she just supports me in kind of everything I do.
too. You know? Yeah, is she sort of a reluctant spectator, or is she sort of right there giving it loads cage side if she had half a chance?
She's not going. She's not one of people giving it loads. No, but she's just you know, hoping I come out on top. And, yeah, I'm scared as well.
Yeah. Okay, and who would you say your? It's two questions really. Who are your sort of sporting heroes in general, and who within mixed martial arts would you sort of hold up as heroes or people that you would aspire to sort of match their achievements?
In my weight class, you're just going to look at George because he's just so professional in the way he trains in and out of kind of like fight camps in season and out of season. It's just it's something to admire, definitely. And the way he goes about doing everything is just very respectable. So I like that a lot as well. Nick Diaz as well is a great welterweight fighter as well. I think he's someone that we can look up to and just go for as well. But as for like general sports, I mean, every athlete, as long as they're very professional, has something to respect. So you can take little bits from every single athlete in lots of different sports and what they're good at and what they do. So.
Cool. And what do you do in between fights to relax? Obviously, you know, you keep the training up, you keep ticking over between fights. But what do you do to relax when you're not in the gym?
Again, you know, I go out for meals with my family or my girlfriend or friends and stuff. And every so often I get a chance to play computer games, like kind of really computer games as well. But if I do get a chance to kind of get away from all the training and stuff I've got, all day, right. I've got places, different places in the world, it's good seeing that kind of thing. So.
Cool. And you're a very big welterweight in terms of, you know, you're very tall for the welterweight division. How difficult is it for you to cut weight to make weight? For example, in between fights, how much heavier than 170 did you normally be? How much weight would you normally cut, and how would you go about doing it?
Again, I've got a great dietitian down from my local area called Physics Training. It's a training company where he runs, and he does a lot of competitive bodybuilding. He's just got into the kind of combat sports area. But again, it's just staying, sticking to a good diet and just bringing it down over the next couple of weeks building up to the fight. And that kind of keeps your strength as well as bringing it down towards your fight weight. And then I might have to sweat out about 2 kilos, 5 pounds at most, you know. But a lot of the time I try to get as close as I can, so my body feels strong as well.
Because there is a bit of an art to it, isn't
there? It's a big science, you know, and I think it's coming more and more into play the more mixed martial arts kind of getting more scientific as well as the training. The diet's definitely part of it. But, I walk around quite big. I'm probably over 10 kilos heavier than what the one I'm out of season, kind of out of the 70s category. So.
Okay. That's pretty much us done, I think. Just remains to say best of luck. I hope it all goes really well, and I'll be there on the day. Hopefully, see your hand raised at the end. And best of luck for the future.
The Ultimate Fighting Championship returns to London Saturday, October 16th, as three British warriors take on the world's best. First, Brighton welterweight John Hitman Hathaway looks to continue his unbeaten run. And top five welterweight Dan the Outlaw Hardy returns to action. Plus, Michael the Count Bisping collides with Japanese judo master Yoshihiro Akiyama in the explosive main event. The UFC, October 16th. Tickets on sale now at the O2 Arena box office and Ticketmaster.co.uk.